We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Just in case you don't recognize the voice, I've been with laryngitis for the last few days and since the last shows. This entrepreneur I have known for about 20 years. He is dynamic. He's exciting. He knows business. He knows payroll. I've wanted to have him on the show for years. We're very fortunate to have Michael Young, CEO and founder of ConnectPay. Welcome, Michael.
Good to be here, Jeffrey.
Thanks. Michael, I love the topic today. We're going to talk about what the CEOs, entrepreneurs, and Amazon. What's the connection and what do we need to know, correct?
Sure.
You got to connect Amazon with CEOs for me. This is very interesting.
Well, I had a chance to talk before the show today, and what I was hoping that people would understand is really what Amazon is doing in the world today is reminding people about the power of the capital markets, the power of choice. Mm-hmm. And think about how successful Amazon would be if they only had one brand of shoes, if they only had one brand of televisions, if they only had one brand of anything. Most people wouldn't go there, right? They go there because they want to choose their service level.
I have power as a consumer.
That's right. With choice, you have power. Mm-hmm. And so what's interesting about the payroll industry is that for years, and I've been around the space now for 30 years, and I think we've known each other for 22 years. But
yeah, well, you'd probably be more accurate than me. I do tend to round numbers.
And what's interesting about the payroll industry today is that the industry has its roots in the Tax Withholding Act of the 1940s, right? That's how ADP was founded, and then paychecks came along to service the small business market in just what you would call processing payroll and paying taxes.
Right.
And with that relationship, the industry has now begun to, in sort of a siloed way, sell customers other services under a single brand, right? So take ADP or paychecks, they'll sell them a payroll service. They'll sell them a retirement plan under the paychecks
name. They're doing horizontal product development.
Absolutely. And listen, there are times when people need that. That is the right solution for some people.
They would say it's a full service complete solution, right?
Sure. Some people want to walk into Nordstrom's. They want everything in that store that day that way.
Right.
But there's a lot of folks that need what they need, the way they need it, when they need it, at the price point that they want it at the service level that they want it at.
And then they want to move on to the next thing.
And then they want to do something different.
Right.
And so, what we've done is sort of embrace that Amazon approach. And instead of us providing a number of different services under a single brand, the reason we called the company ConnectPay is through this gateway, right? We look at payroll as a gateway, not as just a payroll service to pay taxes. But when you look at the payroll industry, it really is the origin of the GDP, right? 75% of the GDP is consumer spending.
Right.
And where do consumers get
that
money?
God bless America.
That's right.
That's our model, right?
So, the payroll industry is really a representation of the GDP. And what is it that you do for folks when they get paid? And so when individuals get paid on payday, they've got the opportunity to buy goods and services. And we think that individuals and businesses, through that payroll connectivity, have the opportunity or should have the opportunity to buy what they want, the way they want it, when they want it. Whether it's an insurance product, it's an auto insurance product, it's a business insurance product, or a retirement plan. And so we're giving people more choice than anybody else in the industry.
Interesting. And that does make it easier for the entrepreneur to run their business because then it's not a distraction. But also, if you're delivering quality services, that's the key also. But so you've built complexity into your business. How do you manage that complexity?
That's the secret sauce. Right? It's being able to have a customer come to us because they have a certain need for a retirement service today.
Mm-hmm.
It might be what we call a simple IRA.
Right.
And they wake up one day and they decide, hey, we're a successful business. We want to save more. We want our employees to save more. We want to move from a simple IRA product with this financial institution to a 401k product with a different institution.
Right.
And you don't necessarily have those options, right, when you're siloed in a single family at an ADP or a paycheck. So what we'll do is all of our customers work with a local registered investment advisor.
Right.
They work with a local broker. We're not disrupting those relationships. We're enhancing those relationships.
Right. You're not a broker-dealer.
So they'll go to their registered investment advisor, and the advisor will say, hey, look, you need to come off of a plan with this institution and go to a plan with another institution, and what we'll do is toggle off our connectivity through payroll with that one institution onto another institution in the gateway, the core of what the customer has set up to manage payroll and all of the deductions around it don't have to change.
Wow. So just to step back a second, tell our listeners a little bit about your business, because, you know, so that they know exactly who you are. Your partner's been on the business, or one of your partners, just to give them a context of what you do exactly and what ConnectPay is.
So, you know, we're founded as a payroll solution to make sure that your tax withholding, payroll tax withholdings are done accurately and on time. That's the number one
That's a big
solution
deal.
That we have to provide for
right.
people. And then while we are there servicing your organization, and we're working with your bank and your employees' banks to make sure that all of the payroll funds are moved from the corporation to the employees to the government agencies. The secondary service that we're providing for people is the ability for them to have their monies move to other places. And what's interesting is if you look at the adoption curve of what people are allowing to be deducted from their paycheck today versus what they were allowed to have deducted from their paycheck 25 years ago, it's very different. Everything from AFLAC to disabilities to life insurances
right.
are being taken out of people's paycheck.
And right.
so really, where we see our industry going, if you took a look at the way that you spend money on variable expenses, a cup of coffee or your credit card bill, and then you spend money on fixed expenses. And so what ConnectPay is building is the ability for any employer and employee to be able to set their fixed expenses up to be paid right at that time.
You know, I don't want to point my fingers at anybody, but, you know, all the HR guys who I know who are in trouble over the last 2 years have trouble with payroll. I would think that you'd be the best friend of HR directors, of mid-sized companies especially, small and mid-sized.
Yeah, we are. they are competing with ADP and Paychex's divisions on
right.
the human resource side.
Right.
And
but a lot of these HR guys, they're a little bit more on the touchy-feely side, if I can say that. They don't always get the payroll issues, and it's a big issue.
Well, it depends on how they look at the payroll side. Some people
right.
look at it transactionally.
Right.
And if you look at it transactionally, you'll probably make a little bit of a different choice because it's something that doesn't mean much to you.
Right.
But at some point, that process becomes more meaningful. It becomes more complicated, whether it's a child support payment or a retirement solution or a workers' compensation payment that has to be made. Payroll becomes more of a service at some point and less of a transaction. And it goes in stages depending on how big your business is.
Right. I'm going to put you in what I always call the Wayback Machine and give us a background of how you started the business. I mean, for me, knowing you, I would have said you were born an entrepreneur. You had probably the best paper route. You did something from the first stages of life that you just found payroll, but you've always been an entrepreneur. So give us a little bit of your history.
How did you know I delivered papers?
I don't know. I used to love being a paper boy. You know,
I was never big enough to be able to like hold the shoulder bag
yeah.
and like 50 papers. So I had to walk the route. It was terrible. I was always envious of the guys that could ride their bike and then some of the guys that could put the shoulder strap on their forehead.
I got a small enough route. I remember because I'm older than you and I had a paper route. I made 15, 20 bucks a week. It was a lot of money for me in those days. But I got a small enough route that I could put the bag on my shoulder, ride my bike. I had an apartment building. All I had to do was bike to the apartment building, go up and down 12 floors, and I'd open the elevator, rip the papers down the halls both ways, and go home. And it was I had the dream route.
Some people have all the luck. I used the paper route to find lawn care jobs.
I thought you were going to say to find girls.
No, well, that's it. But, no, you delivered the papers.
Mom's never invited me in.
And back then, you had to collect
right.
all your
money. Yeah,
and
I so used to collect.
Yeah, when you
punched
collected,
the card.
Yeah, you said to folks, hey, I'm here to collect for the week for paper. And by the way, while I'm here, is there anything else that you need done around the house? And some folks would say I could use my yard cut or whatever it was. And so we sort of parlayed that paper route into doing some other things for folks. I remember my first lawn care job was with Mrs. Mucci. I'll never forget Mrs. Mucci. And I'll never forget the one
Let
day.
Us digress. I like this. Mrs. Mucci.
I'll never forget the day that I forgot to cut her yard on a Saturday or I got too busy. And she took me to the cleaners. So that was an interesting lesson for me and as a young person to make sure that you always do what you're supposed to do.
My problem was Mrs. Povitz. and what happened was she went to get her money and left me alone with her oversized black lab who decided that he wanted my arm permanently in his mouth.
Oh, goodness.
I remember her coming back and saying, "Help me get my arm out of his mouth."
And did you extract it?
I did. But I didn't go to the hospital until I finished delivering all the papers.
Oh, jeez.
You know, those were the days. Michael, I love the topic of Amazon. I love this one-stop shopping, the transition of the marketplace. If someone wants to learn more about payroll, how to handle it, expenses, benefits, how would they find you?
You know, you're going to do a web search like most folks are going to do.
Just type in Michael Young.
You're going to type in Michael Young. You're going to connect. You're going to type in ConnectPay.
Right.
Yeah, you'll find us.
And you can find him also on the Radio Entrepreneurs website for the next 45 days. We will be posting the interview. And you'll also find the on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, you'll see Michael Young and his aging face.
That's scary. Don't look, folks.
I met Michael when he looked 16. Now he's, I'm not going to say he's 16, but now he looks about 37. So that's good. That's what people used to say about me. So my name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages with more stories of entrepreneurship.